One of the critics of closing the small schools is Fred Nathan of the Santa Fe-based think tank Think New Mexico. He's accused the school board and the administration of bait-and-switch tactics. He says they got voters to approve that $160 million bond issue on the basis the money would be used for specific projects, but now he says they used it on other things, and three state legislators are looking for an opinion from the state attorney general whether that was legal. Fred Nathan is on the line. You say some of that money has now been used for other things, like what?
Well, they made specific promises, Bill, to the public and voters in at least three documents, several of which I think are still on their website. First, they created a facilities master plan by taking public input as to how they should use the proceeds of the bond money, and it was a very public process and asked for input. Then they created what's called a voter's notebook, which was distributed to voters and to the public when they went door to door, soliciting the support of voters, saying this is how it would be used. And they go through how every penny of the bond proceeds would be used. Then the third thing that they did is a PowerPoint presentation, also on their website, again explaining how each school district or each school within the district would benefit from the proceeds of this bond election. So you can understand how, just for example, voters in the neighborhood of Ramirez-Thames might feel that this is a bait and switch, that they voted for the bond thinking and being told by the district and its representatives that it would be used for these wonderful things that would, in fact, boost student achievement, such as an early childhood center and new art and science classrooms, and then later come to find out, after they've approved the bond election, that it's going to be used for an entirely different purpose across town, and that their children and their neighborhood won't be benefiting from this bond.
Now, has that money at that particular school been transferred to another use, or has it been used?
Yes, the school board, and they've been upfront about this, has said they are going to divert that $7.1 million from Ramirez-Thames to use it to convert Alameda, which is a former middle school that hasn't been in use for several years, and convert it into an elementary school so it can accept students from three schools that are now going to be closed, Alvord, Connie, and Lirigoyte.
They've actually used that money.
Yes, and we're hopeful that the school board will decide, you know, since this, they have conceded that this is a fair question, that they will stop spending that money and wait until the attorney general makes a legal determination, because I think it'd be unwise and imprudent to spend this money knowing that there is a pending question brought by three very respected Santa Fe legislators, Lucky Varela, chairman of the Legislative Finance Committee, and a representative who incidentally has all three schools in his legislative district that are going to be closed, Connie and Alvord and Lirigoyte. Nancy Rodriguez, who's a member of the Senate Finance Committee, and I think her district represents two of those three schools, and Senator Phil Griego, who is chairman of the very powerful Corporations Committee and has served in Santa Fe for a very long time. So we think the prudent thing is to wait and give the Attorney General an opportunity to make a determination as to whether or not it's legal to divert these bond proceeds for a purpose not approved by the voters.
Meantime, we're learning from the superintendent of schools that they've decided to delay by an extra year the closing of Acequia Madre School and the integration of it into Atalaya because of the questions about the budget for redoing Atalaya.
I think that's wise and prudent and commendable that the superintendent is going to take her time with that now and study it further. And I hope that they'll look into this legal question as well and make the same decision about Connie and Alvord and Lirigoyte and postpone that for at least a year and give the Attorney General enough time to make a good ruling on this question.
But isn't it a little bit too late for that? Isn't that die cast?
I don't think so, Bill. I think that those schools are quite capable of bringing back the students that, you know, just left in May They don't need to be retrofitted or renovated, and they could go back to their prior use very easily.
Fred Nathan, many thanks.
Thank you very much as well.